this all came crashing down when one of my very good friends completely screwed me over. So he got caught with something pathetic like a tablet, a pill of I don't know what, and they told him, oh, all right, this is the chance. Then they said, look, if you want out, he said, they told him the narcotics, but they said, you have to bring us someone in and someone big. So he thought to himself.
So he got caught, let me say, he got caught with one pill.
You want tramadol. It was a pharmaceutical tablet. It wasn't even, yeah, it was, yeah.
And then the coppers want a big fish just from that.
For that. And him being a spineless, just, you know, he was like, yeah, sure, no worries. And got on his phone. And this is the frustrating part. Like he told them that I was the, you know, the main head for this operation. So they came in thinking that they're gonna bust me with the kilos and the stacks of money.
Yeah.
And then when they came to the realization, like, so they were following us for about a couple of months and we didn't even know it. And luckily I wasn't moving reckless or anything like that, so they couldn't really nab me. But I would always notice like strange cars driving behind me, you know, very obviously looking undercover coppers, you know, looking like they just stick out like a needle. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I started noticing. You get that gut feeling. Do you know what I mean? Even when you're in the midst of it, honestly, God has given us such good intuition, but we're just stupid and we don't use it. And I had a feeling something was coming, and I just ignored it. And he would constantly call me saying, could you come meet up? And he would start asking for ridiculous things, things that he wouldn't ask for, quantities that he wouldn't ask for. And I started getting a bit suspicious. And that is actually when it turned out that he was coming and meeting up with me every time with an undercover cop without me even realizing. So he was basically under like house arrest. And they told him, look, we like what you're doing here. Bring us the whole gang and we'll give you 500 dirhams, which is like £100. And yeah, like £100.
£100.
Yeah, literally. He did all this. He did all this for £100 and to be given bail. Yeah. So the funny thing is, if he hadn't done all this, he would have come out anyway. They couldn't have done a big case on him for a tablet. He's an idiot.
Yeah.
But next thing,
how old
you know,
is he?
He was older than me. He was in his late 20s at the time.
And you looked after this guy with like with funds and
like it. From A to Z, Neil. Like from A to Z, took care of this guy, you know, to the max, did the most, never let him down. You know, I'm the type of friend that like if I know I've got your loyalty or if I've got your friendship, then that's it. Like, you know, I'll do whatever. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And unfortunately, especially when you're young and you're all excited, you know, you think your mates are everything in the world, you know.
A rock for you. Yeah, they've got your back and everything.
Exactly. And that's, you know, the least of their concern. So he started building this case with them without us even realizing and just working with them. And that went on for a couple of months. And then one day he calls me up and he says, can we meet up in this very strange location? And he says, can you bring me like X amount of coke and X amount of this and X amount of that? And I started thinking, that's surely not for yourself, you know, like, well, what's going on here? He said, oh, no, I've got a friend of mine who really wants this. I said that for a first time buyer, you know, I said, that's a bit strange. And I said, who is this? I started getting a bit suspicious. He said, no, tell you what. He said, tell you what, come meet me in this location and we'll take it from there. So what they were hoping is, because in Dubai, any hand-to-hand transaction is a straight 25 to life sentence. So you start. So possession there, possession with intent to supply is a death penalty, and then death penalty for if they want, they can give you. So if it's a possession with, they're not sure what your intention was, they can also give you a death penalty for that, and then you go straight 25 to life. So they don't play around. They're ruthless when it comes to this. So what they do is they set up a camera in the back of the undercover police car, and they give you marked bills, you know, money. Which obviously photocopied the serial number. They've got the district, you know, the attorney's office signed up on it. So they got the whole thing on camera, and they want to get you in that hand to hand transaction, so they can pounce on you then and there. And they thought I was an idiot, that I was going to show up with like bags of the stuff. Like, here you go. So I came with the guy who imports it himself, and we were sitting in his car, and I hopped out and I jumped in the car with them. And the undercover cop turns around to me and he introduces himself like he's some innocent guy. He tells me, hello, my name's so-and-so. Nice to meet you. I said, nice to meet you too. And then my friend turns around and says, yeah, so this is the guy. He wants it. Money's here. Boom. Can you grab it now? I said, no. I said, you know, that's not how it goes. I'm not just going to jump out in the middle of the... I said, I just came today to see what you want. You know, just to test the waters, see what's going on. And I said, look, I'm not concerned about the money. You can keep your money. Money's not my, you know, I'm not rushing for that. He said, okay, yeah. Tell you what then. He said, could you at least give us a sample? So see, they're desperate. They want anything just to cat the nab me then and there. I told him, look, I said, I'm not the person that really even briefed this in or is in charge of who makes these decisions. I said, tell you what, let me go hop in back in my mate's car. I'll ask him. If he wants to, then we'll give you a sample and we'll take it from there. And they bear in mind now, we met at a few minutes away from the Emirate of Sharjah. We're in Dubai, and then Sharjah is next door, the city next door. Yeah. And turns out that they were like there was a little task force. So it was the narcotics agent from Dubai and then narcotics agents from Sharjah, and they both agreed whoever nabs him, you know, whoever gets them first gets to keep them, kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So I got in the car and I told my mate, look, I told him, look, they're asking for a sample and they've got money with them in the car. And he's high off his nut. And he tells me, look, I'm not in the mood for this. Tell them to fuck off. We haven't got time for this. But what does he mean sample? Either he can come with us to where, you know. So thank God, you know, if he hadn't said that, it would have been game over. Because if he had said, yeah, sure, here you go. And I hopped out the car again.
Yeah.
Would have been done. I would have been fucked. I probably wouldn't be sitting here right now in front of you.